All right, Dana, you chose it. Talk.
Yeah, because Steve said we'd already done one for this.
We did.
He can't find it, though.
No.
So if he can't find it, don't exist. But it's My Bloody Valentine, the original My Bloody Valentine, directed by George Mihalka, I think is his name. And I don't think we need to tell the plot of this movie because most people have seen it.
We're watching the brulee of it, which I'm sure the DVD is probably similar. So I'm on the menu, play movies highlighted. So I'm gonna count down from 3, 2, 1, and I'm gonna say play as a press play.
Oh, and I want to say that this commentary is dedicated to the late Alf Humphreys.
Mine's dedicated to the kid
who plays Howard on this movie.
Who played the fat kid from Meatballs.
He's not dead, is he?
No, I don't care. I'm dead. Well, alright. 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
And we're going to play the extended version.
Yeah, so remember that if you want to match things up.
Here we go. Play. 3, 2, 1. Press play.
Go.
Alright, here we go.
I don't know why Steve did that.
Alright, I'm going to press play now. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Play. We're playing the extended version, which I don't know why you would want to watch the other version, which is got no gore in it hardly at all, if any.
Well, it doesn't. It has like quick flashes.
DTS.
Yeah, it's DTS.
I'm down to shit.
Oops.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, we're waiting.
And
there's
the
old Paramount logo that says a Gulf Western company like it used to say on the old Friday the 13th. And Reggie's attacking Steve again. And I was, not this past Halloween, but the Halloween before, I was Harry Warden. And Ben Affleck's uncle was on here. Ain't it his uncle?
I don't know.
Neil Affleck.
Who Fleck?
Neil.
The
guy that plays
That was Alf Humphreys.
Yes, Alf Humphreys.
I'm dedicating this to Keith Knight.
I don't think.
And Terry Waterland as Harriet.
I don't think they're dead, Steve.
Well, so. And then Happy.
Well, that Jack Van Ever, he's probably.
Alright, well then I dedicate. And then Rodney Gibbons. How come that one looks like a girl?
You're gonna see why.
Oh, okay, I remember. I was getting ready going like,
Why are there two guys going?
No, I thought maybe they ran out of, stunt people.
Oh.
To do this.
And Paul Zsa-Zsa did the music.
Zsa-Zsa Gabor.
Which,
she got a tattoo above her tit, or...
Yeah.
That's a sign of a whore.
Is it?
In my book.
And how would Steve know that?
From just living life.
I mean, this chick's okay looking, but I don't think she's that hot or anything.
Sometimes you just gotta be available and willing.
Oh, really? Is that...
Yeah.
Well, in a minute here, being available is going to get you in trouble.
Bitch. She should have had a tramp stamp if it was made.
If it was made 10, now.
20 years later.
Oh, no. I have to, Reggie, don't do that. I have to step outside for a second. I'm
going to
miss this person.
Well, we're going to see Booby here now.
That's not what I'm talking about.
You got heart. Hey, that's pretty good aim. It's a secret film, everyone. Computer, turn off living room light.
Okay. I missed it, didn't I?
Yeah, I didn't remember the, didn't remember that. Well, they could remake this in Kentucky.
What, in Eastern Kentucky? Yeah. Really up there?
Hey, there's the fat kid from Meatballs. With a kick-ass mustache.
And the guy that plays TJ turned into like a, he looks like a real sleazy guy if you watch Black Roses.
This is very homoerotic. I'm getting.
Is it? Cause
yeah.
There's poor old Alpha, please.
He probably got black lung. It
probably... No, I read somewhere he had a brain cancer, well, sadly.
Well, my grandpa had black lung from coal mines.
There's Neil Affleck.
Who Affleck?
Neil.
He doesn't look Canadian, that done dude.
TJ?
Yeah. He looks like he should be like...
I think he's Canadian.
Well, he looks like he should be like...
Well, when he says...
He should be Irish or something.
Maybe he's Irish-Canadian. I don't know. Is there Irish-Canadian?
No. Well, there's... It's got something to do with, you know, there's new, they got a lot of stuff. What the fudge?
Did he try to pull that guy's pants? Oh, yeah.
Look at that son of a bitch. Fat ass.
Hey, I like that guy.
He's still fat from eating all those hot dogs and meatballs. Where are they going?
They're going to the, well, they're going to where they're decorating for the dance, but then they're going to a bar.
Didn't they just get off work?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
They're young, though, Steve. Couldn't you have done that when you were young?
No, I mean, it sounds like alcoholics. You don't
well,
go to sleep?
Well, there's probably not a lot to do in this town. This is the mining town.
It's got up next to a bluff.
Yeah.
Where's everybody at?
They went back there.
All of them?
Except Nate, who's outside, and Brandon, too. We're talking about our dogs.
Looks like some nice thing came off. Wheel cover or something. Hubcap.
Howard, or Alf Humphreys was also on the Immortal Funeral Home. Which we've also done a commentary
on. That chick is hot. She was in some kind of...
Please don't tell me she was in porn.
No, we watched a movie. It was some kind of aerobic movie where, you know...
Cynthia Dale was?
Yeah. I forgot what it was called.
Gretchen.
Ha!
It's an old line, Howard.
Old lines work.
Didn't work with that chick. I would slap somebody if they had one of them things blowing it all up.
Moosehead.
Yeah.
A lot of signs that this movie was made in Canandaigua.
Well, bluffs. They say sorry.
I'm sorry.
Moosehead beer.
It's almost like they were... Either they were very lazy or they were just throwing that in.
Well, I don't think anybody ever said they were trying to make this look like it was somewhere in the United States.
Well, they didn't. They didn't hide it or anything, so. Well, they didn't try to say it was in the United States, but they did not say it was. They didn't say it was in Canada.
I don't know if I ever paid any attention to the license plates. You're supposed to be decorating the
room, not each other. Each other. Nose pick.
Nosebleed.
Oh.
TJ kind of reminds me of a Canadian Bruce Campbell here.
What was the fat kid's name in Meatballs? I can't remember.
Larry, but they called him Fink.
Yeah, Fink. Fink. Sorry. Ding!
Yeah.
And Moosehead. He's drinking a Moosehead while he says Sorry.
Well, TJ was probably drinking a Moosehead, but... too. Poor old Reggie's causing havoc around here.
He's, I didn't have a thing to do with it. Oh, well, hell.
I've been looking for an excuse to get off this miserable diet Mrs. Haniger has me on. Somebody's got their clothes hung out. That's why the thing I like better than Christmas candy. It's Valentine's candy. That's how. Hey. Who said it? From the heart comes a warning filled with bloody good cheer. Remember what happened as the 14th draws near. Somebody's not a very good poet.
Ah!
Yeah, speaking of the music, Paul Zsa Zsa and Carl Zipfer were the big guys.
ZZ, huh?
Zipfer.
It's Z and Z.
Well, whatever. Yeah.
That dogs will catch them. Get him, dog!
They were the ones doing the music for all these horror movies that were coming out.
What's his name? Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Paul Zsa Zsa.
Paul Zsa Zsa Gabor. This is 6 years before Aliens.
Okay. And that has something to do with this howl?
With the finger thing, with the knife.
Oh. That's Happy, the bartender.
Oh. He didn't look too happy. Maybe that's a joke.
Yeah,
probably. And those are fake hands, I could tell.
Yeah.
Look at, he's got, does he have like wrist bands on?
I don't know.
Ah!
Do you ever play that game?
Fudge, no! See, it's handkerchief wrapped around there like he's a badass. You know what I'm
talking about? There's a moose head sign, bugger.
It's a moose and, moose and squirrel.
He's going to tell the story.
At the Union Hall, eh?
The Union Hall's where they're planning to have this dance. They've got a tradition for over
100 years. They drank bake back in Greece. Which one's Harry Warden?
No, Harry Warden's one of the miners, not the supervisor.
Did they ever show his face? No.
I think they show him real quick, like after the caving in or whatever. Something must be damn funny. Those guys are laughing all the time. Well, yeah. That's basically the only time you've seen him.
Now, who was at the... Harry Warden spent the next year in the state mental hospital.
Exactly 1 year later. What now? On Valentine's Day.
We'll watch this first.
Nasty.
Inside was a note. Happy warning from Harry. Valentine's Day, everybody. Valentine's dance ever. Who was the guy that was at the conventions who was Harry Warden? Is that the guy? That guy?
Oh, yeah, it was probably whoever the stuntman was.
Oh, that's what I thought. I was thinking.
I forgot what the guy's name was now. Shoot. He's just known as the Miner. I think he does all the stunt work for the current Miner that's killing.
Well, that spoils it. Pay you later. What about the old sailor guy there with the pipe? I want to know about him. Why does the good looking girl want the big fat fent guy? I don't understand it. Is his personality that good? I don't think so.
I think I'd be too happy somebody singing that song about me.
So is he just hanging out, giving a vibe?
giving his old girlfriend the vibe and giving her the eye and singing.
And showing his new belt buckle.
Yeah.
That was a big thing back in the 70s.
It made you cool.
Yeah, you had
the early 80s. Well, this was early 80s. Yeah, but this is like 81.
You had to have a cool big belt buckle.
And a band.
Well, that would help. Never said it wasn't. Why can't you just
accept things the way they are? I don't like the way things are. Yeah.
Did he win the little foosball tournament or whatever he's doing?
Was it foosball? Was that what he...
No, it looked like skeet or whatever. Air hockey, maybe.
He was playing it by himself.
Canadians love air or hockey,
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Call the morning. The administration office is closed at night. The nurse is on duty, doesn't open. She's got to know whether he's there or not.
Yeah.
Remember Harry Warden? God, of course.
It's Valentine Cliffs.
Terrible murders.
It's Valentine Bluffs, Steve.
I thought they locked him up at Eastfield 20 years ago.
I'm sorry that I keep having to leave, but our dogs are having problems.
They're giving me problems.
Giving you problems or giving me problems?
I've been chewed on. Sit down.
I know what Lynae is going to do. She's going to come around here and bark at me.
Reginald.
Lynae, you can't get up there. There's not room. Brandon will get mad.
Pick her up. Put her over by you.
She's still a little wet.
Use the blanket. By other side.
What?
Blankets.
I don't want to get blankets messed up either.
This is some comedy routine that we're going to pay off a little later in the commentary.
Is it? No, it's an aggravation. They're ruining the commentary for me.
Well, this dry laundromat's running it for me.
The what? The laundromat?
Yeah, I got food, music, and dancing at the dance.
I don't want you rubbing up against me with your nasty butt.
She was doing the butt all night long.
That don't sound right. Oh. Now lay down, you wind up here.
She's having a little bit of hot cocoa, doing her poo poo undies.
What makes you think she's got
poo-poo
undies?
Oh, she's an old lady. She can't control her.
Maybe she's constipated. She
got a briquette in her hair like she's 20 years or 16.
A briquette?
Your pussy looks gross, and so do you.
A nice close-up of her eyes, man.
You should climb into the dryer for safety.
Well, the director told her to do this.
Madam Mabel's laundromat.
Yes, she owned the laundromat.
That was Madam Mabel?
Yeah. Okay, now is this a Canadian thing?
Well,
did American guys ever
eat up TV dinners?
Eat up TV dinners on car motors? I'd have to ask my dad. I guess.
I mean, those things probably back in the day probably did do shit.
Well,
like
old
that.
Cars probably yeah. would have, but.
I wonder if that guy, that's his normal look, and he cleaned up for meatballs. You know what I mean?
Well, I think they said when he auditioned for meatballs, he had a mustache. Maybe a mustache and a beard. And they mentioned something like, well, we were hoping he'd be clean shaven, and he said, I'll shave it all.
I wonder what he looked like. Ow.
What he looked like? We know what he looked like on meatballs.
Well, I'm just saying, in his normal, did he do that and eat bacon?
I don't know.
Is that TJ?
Yeah. And Axel.
Drinking the Canadian Misk.
I don't know what that is.
I'd love to hang out at the junkyards.
And cook TV dinners on car motors and drink whatever.
Yeah, usually the cars that I saw there, you couldn't start.
And play harmonicas.
Harmonicas.
They both have harmonicas. That must be a Canadian thing, too.
I don't know about that. Looks like he's got cow shit or something on his boots. Or probably mud. But. Hey. Boot.
Yeah. Sarah's going with me now.
And that's all there is to it. You have to get over it, eh? I ain't gonna back off for you, TJ. Fuck
nobody
you, TJ.
Asked you to go away, TJ. Come on, Axel. Don't give me that horse shit. You're beginning to sound like my own man.
Too bad, man. Look, you left. You left. You went away. We didn't know where you were.
When they say were, it's kind of different.
Where?
You stay the hell away from Sarah.
All right. You want a fight, then you got it. Because you and I both know who Sarah wants.
Oh. That was a burn.
Well, let's talk about this movie for a minute, about the old DVD that came out long... I mean, they're talking about the Paramount DVD that came out. And it's
didn't
like,
that didn't have jack shit on it?
Yeah. And it was like, you get that for $5. And it was like, I think I had it or... But it wasn't worth it. Then we heard about the all, you know.
We heard about all the extended footage.
And then they put it out, and you watch it, and it's a almost a completely different movie because there's so much that they took out. There really was hardly anything in the original. There were scenes that were missing, so it was quite lame. And then the DVD was really good. The precursor to the Blu-ray, but the Blu-ray looks really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was definitely a step up, even though that one was
I just noticed that there's a Friday the 13th in here, too.
Well, yeah.
That's funny, because Friday the 13th is still on Friday the 13th movie.
A Paramount, you meant to say.
Oh, yeah.
Well, these both came out. They both came out in 80.
I was figuring Steve was going to say something about this woman. Does she look like a man or something? Oh, Steve's telling me to cover the birds up.
She doesn't. She looks scary for anything.
Now Linnea's going to get up.
I have to know what happened to this man, and I have to know what happened to him now.
Jumping Jack Flash.
No, it don't.
It's gotta be Harry Anderson.
Yeah, that's Harry Anderson from Rye Court.
That girl's too good looking to be with Fink. And she was in some movie, I can't remember. It wasn't Hard Bodies, but it was something.
No, I think I remember now, but I can't remember what the title of it was.
But she's like dancing, and it's aerobics, and she opens up her own aerobics thing.
It's one of the few other movies I've seen her in.
She's very pretty with her hair, and I mean everything.
I mean, what's wrong with Hollis on this movie?
Hollis, it's like Christmas in Hollis.
He's not a
because he's a big. I don't care. I should have had her when I was 10 years old.
Oh yeah, that would have been nice, Steve.
It would have been nice.
Steve was probably still humping the bed at that point.
I was discovering the hump.
Steve was discovering himself.
Yeah, I was on a self-discovery mission.
And he saw her and he was like, whoa.
I feel funny down there.
He went and talked to his mom.
Mom, I feel funny.
What have you been doing, Steven?
I was doing the worm in the bed and stuff happened. That mayonnaise shot out, Mom.
Oh, gross.
I didn't know they made mayonnaise like that. I don't want it no more.
I mean, a lot of guys went through that freaked out.
Look, it's up down.
Yeah.
It's an up down smile.
Upside down heart. And the upside down hearts are going leading to something bad.
Well, what if he did it a different way? Right, Brandon?
He says, I'm not Brandon.
That green color is so. They must have had a shit ton of that back in the day. Because they painted shit like that.
Well, laundromats were always like that. Even in the United States, laundromats were like that. Something's very weird about that dryer next to that one.
How come that one's a different color?
How come it's got red streaks on the glass? Oh, there it goes.
I didn't know your eyeballs would turn white if you put them on a high cycle.
I remember this being kind of brutal.
Well, I mean, plus you can see it's not fully restored, or at least they couldn't restore it to.
Well, they restored it.
Blu-ray. Blu-ray.
Little John, that's like having John Boy Walton. once that you've done.
Are you kidding
me? Oh, Steve's turning the subtitles on now.
You should nail her.
Huh. He's undone that. Come on.
Like roast beef, eh? I got. God, he just chews on those cigars. It's so gross. Well, now he's finally. Who's he? Fucking George Burns?
Yeah. Guys chewed on cigars.
Yeah, it's gross. Well, I guess same thing as chewing tobacco pretty much.
Yeah.
It's gross. Chewing tobacco is gross.
I tried it once.
My mama used to have snuff.
Women doing snuff and chewing tobacco is to me like women drinking beer.
Yeah, it was just gross.
It's like it's tacky.
You call my grandma tacky?
Well, maybe grandma didn't know any better. I don't know why they didn't just smoke cigarettes.
She did, too.
Take her away
now.
Decorations that some guy would keep.
I wish they would do this like on, like, it's one of those things they came up with, like, fucking, what do you call it is? Like prom night or something, you know? And that came out in 80, didn't it?
Prom night came out in 1980, and I think this came out in 81.
Wow. It's funny how all these movies came out within a few years of each other.
Yeah, and now we got shit to watch. I mean,
well, the remake of this is one of the better ones.
Yeah.
But it's not Canadian enough as this one.
I mean, now nobody can make a decent slasher movie. Used to, the Canadians were making better stuff than we was. And now...
God!
Now they can't make good stuff either, and then the French were doing some different stuff, and now they can't make anything worth a damn. I don't know what in the world.
It goes in phases, Dana. You like that skirt? I know you do, and the boots.
I do. The skirt.
Look, there's TJ.
I want that to come back. That is a style from the early 80s.
TJ. Yeah, that to me, that's not 80s, that's 70s. It just got carried over.
All right, then.
But I'm just saying, that's not 80s.
All right, then the 70s stuff I like.
Because 80s is more like Duran Duran shit. That's 80s to me.
All right, well, this was carrying over from the late 70s then.
Is that a bluff or a cliff?
It's a bluff.
Is that Newfoundland or?
Newfoundland.
The G spot?
No. This is the spot where we had sex.
Well, yeah, in the G-spot. I'll meet you in the G-spot.
What if he got mad and just threw her over the bluff into the water?
Oh, it'd be great.
Wouldn't it?
It looks like that place is either... It's all windy and fucking cold as hell. I can't write, all right?
Canada's up north, so.
Well, that doesn't mean it's always like that, but on the water, I believe it is. Pretty chilly.
They don't ever explain what he was trying to do out in California.
He's trying to be a rock star, eh?
Was he? Or an actor.
And he had a song he wrote called I Never Say I'm Sorry.
Yet.
Jesse. Okay, we know what the J stands for. The Jesse. TJ. Yay! It's another Suri.
And a damn
I'm
Suri.
Damn Suri.
God. It makes it look like we don't like Canadians, but we do. Canadians are cool.
I don't like Canadian bacon, eh?
Have you ever had Canadian
on my
bacon?
Pizza, eh? On those bad pizzas, you know, Tostinos.
Now Axel's gonna play.
I'm gonna play some this air hockey game, eh? I don't even know what that's air hockey.
Well, I don't know. They're playing it by themselves.
It looks like it's some kind of skeet. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Maybe we need to find George Mahalka and ask him to figure it.
We need to find a Canadian, eh?
I think George Mahalka is Canadian.
You need to message J-Dog, eh?
Okay, yeah, I should. Our friend, our Canadian friend. We don't ever hear from the other guy, Anthony. Nick Luke.
No.
I don't know what happened to him.
Don't know, eh?
Shouldn't be walking around that by herself.
Looks like Detroit.
That doesn't look like Detroit.
Have you seen Detroit? Yeah, it does.
Well, it looks like a secluded part
it
of
looks
Detroit.
Like a Hallsville if it was transported to Detroit.
All right, see. What, new Hallsville?
Unless it's old Hallsville.
Gosh, what is he trying to do, blinder?
That's it for everybody. I'm Suri. As if before ever did X-Files with their flashlights.
You get a hold of it. It looked like he had the flashlight right in her face.
He did.
Like, do you have to do that?
Yes.
I'd be like, damn.
God damn.
That's a big flashlight.
That's a big black dong flashlight.
He uses it for other things.
That's a Lexington Steel flashlight.
Oh.
What kind of fruity drinks they got there? Got some cherry.
I don't know what that
the
is.
The other one
good.
Was green.
That's what I'd order.
That makes me happy.
Now that chick right there was on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
They got girly pictures on the wall there?
Yeah.
That's my kind of place. Look at that. Yum, yum. And the girls don't care. They're not uptight about it.
I don't guess I'd be uptight about it either, but...
No, now it is. Now everybody's pussies.
Unless the guys are just sitting there laying.
Yeah. In the mine.
Well, this is where they tell them to shut the fuck up. Only TJ just mouths it. Hollis actually says it.
And Hollis has got the kiss my ass hat on.
He does?
Yeah. It's a donkey.
Oh.
A purdy.
Why did they tell that dude to not tell anybody?
Because he heard it.
I'm thinking the guy that plays Happy is on Funeral Home also.
I'm thinking the guy that plays Happy is not really happy.
He's grumpy.
Yeah. That's what he's grumpy.
And he just has to go out to the mine.
Who, Happy?
Yeah, he just had to go out here.
I don't know why. God damn.
He's got
maybe he's liquored
head.
Up. That's why.
Yeah.
No, that looks like liquor. That's too big to be.
I don't Oh, yeah. That's like J&B.
It's a bootleg J&B for Canadians.
Speaking of J&B, Steve's got a lawyer now.
I don't know how to use J&B, but it's a J&A. I don't know how to use this beer, eh?
I just come to make sure the mine's locked up.
Getting my hair blown away, eh?
It'd be funny if he had a hair piece and it blew off.
It looks awful fluffed. What's he doing, eh? Oh. Yeah, you'll show him, all right.
They need to piss on Harry Ward. It's yours. Keep it clean. That's what that sign says.
It is. Your asshole.
Your penis.
Dane. That's.
Well, guys.
Say you're Surrey right now.
Only guys working at mine. So
say you're Surrey.
No. It's the lunchroom.
So he'd been alright if maybe he hadn't done it this.
If he hadn't wanted to play this trick on them kids.
No, if he just hadn't opened it one time. Pretty good.
This is great too, because you didn't hardly see any of this.
No, I mean you didn't. I think you just saw him open it up and swing, and that was about it. And then him dragging him away.
No connection or anything.
Well, you didn't know.
Oh, and then they went to this.
Yeah.
Remember if I even watched this before they put the
hey mom
uncut stuff in there.
Steve, I saw this new movie, My Bloody Valentine. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. Gotta have more Doritos though. We got any more Mountain Dew?
Steve
and scene.
Seems to forget that I didn't start drinking Mountain Dew till I was in high school.
Got any more? Got more water, mom?
No, we had
RC's. RC's, mom? What do they got? Hell fucking yes!
And what kind of contraption is that?
That's 8-track. Wieners!
No, that looked like just a cassette player.
Car cassette. Did you see he's wanting wieners like Fink did in Meatballs? Yep.
Is that a thing? Do people like to just throw no. Something on board and see if you can catch it?
They had slits and all kinds of nasty beers.
Slits?
Yeah, it gives you the shits.
I don't know, I never drank
it. I didn't either. Cause I...
So how you know it gives you the shits?
I just said it, Dana. I'm not sponsored by slits.
I don't want any Valentine's candy. That's what he's singing.
Hey, get yourself one, too. Oh, thanks, Chief.
And go to McDonald's to get it.
Give me an egg muffin.
No, they wouldn't have been serving breakfast then. You would have had to get, like, chicken nuggets.
Can you get an egg muffin?
It's not like now they serve breakfast all night.
Oh, my God, it's chocolate
it's
covered.
It's turds.
Chocolate covered.
It looks like shit in there.
It's chocolate covered crickets. Go to hell, cop.
Oh, no. Mabel was sweet on the sheriff.
Yeah, Maybelline.
Well, they call him Chief. They don't call him Sheriff.
McCloud. Yeah, man. That boy's a pimp. Oh, no. He shouldn't be with her.
He's a lucky man, Steve.
Fat fuck. If he didn't die in this, he's going to die. He would die later from being a fat fuck. Drinking and smoking.
What in the world? Why does Axel look like that? He looks like he just got blowed in his car or something.
Now, one of the big fans of this movie was who later directed Beverly Hills Cop. And that's where the name Axel came from.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay. How long did it take you to come up with that?
Not very long. She's drinking slits.
What was that fly rotting? What the?
That's old Thomas Hayden Church right there.
Don't be at the cabin tonight. What the hell?
That's Thomas Hayden Church. He's going to get some.
No, he wasn't.
It's his Canadian cousin. Can I talk to you a minute? This dude looks familiar. I wonder if he was a bunch of shows.
The guy in the black shirt?
Yeah.
I saw him on the, I was watching the extras for this where they interviewed him. Of course, this release is a few years old now.
God damn it, bitch is chomping down. Yeah, I get the munchies.
What's that dude drinking?
Ah, fuck, who knows?
Uh-oh.
Is he going to do the twist?
You don't want to go in there and steal hot dogs. Why were they just making hot dogs? I guess that was the easiest thing to make.
And that's the grossest way to make hot dogs.
That's how my mom used to do it. I know. Got a microwave.
And I got, that was gross back then, too. My mom did, too. This is what could happen to you. The water's not boiling, though.
It didn't happen to our moms.
No, they just got lucky.
Wouldn't have been funny if one went in his mouth.
Well, what are those fucking hot dogs going to taste like now?
Ugh, gross. What did he do? Have to go puke or something? He come out there like...
He must smoke pot because that shit's never lit.
And then he just threw it in on the table.
Ben!
He's got a feeling about it.
Yeah, he's hooked on a feeling.
He's gonna start singing that song.
And he's starting believing.
There's a bunch of... I guess they're supposed to be like wild dogs, but they got collars on.
Well, there's a lot of wild dogs in Canada. Ah, don't say, I'll fuck you, cop.
I'm going to mess you up. That one, like, come back and, yeah. Like, he was coming back for more.
Yeah. That's why I don't want to go to Canada. I'm afraid about the roaming dogs.
So you think this movie's an indication there's a lot of wild dogs running around?
Yeah, okay. Back in 80.
Well, I know it's all those dogs are probably dead now.
That's Steve. Horrible. Party. Yes, Dana, I agree. Stop the party.
What damn party?
And who's he screaming at?
The Pajama Jammy Jam. The house party.
And then... The deputy or whatever comes out there with his hand on his gun and is worrying him blow his head off. Yeah, that is blood on your hand. Have you ever seen anybody do this? Like, literally snort Coca-Cola or something with their nose?
Why would I want to?
Well, it's more if that
I liked it when somebody was snorting coke and demons out of a coke can.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Please stop. Remember what I did? And then they spilt it all over the place and that
oh,
guy
shit.
Back the
fuck off, man. Yeah!
And
Steve
would probably think that's a gay thing TJ's got around his neck.
Yes.
We had sex last night.
She blew me.
She wants to come back with me. Why does he sound like he's got a cold?
Why is he? No, he sounds Irish or Scottish or some bullshit. They all do, kind of.
Jerks.
Oh, you just love it, don't you?
I would have kicked him in the balls.
Here we go.
You son of a bitch.
I'm not sorry about this.
That chick probably does like it that they're fighting.
Yeah. You would love it if me and someone from your past would fight over you, didn't you?
No, and don't bring that up now.
Yeah, dang this. Looks like moose head in a can for some reason.
What's another Canadian beer?
Oh, fuck, Dana. I don't know. Okay, man. I think Heineken officially sponsored this movie. He's drinking a Bud.
Yeah, it looks like Budweiser.
Man, that's not imported. That's imported, eh? That's from a different country, eh?
They had to import American beer.
That's from Milwaukee, eh?
And then she got these guys all upset and beating each other up, and then she was like, just leave me alone.
Call me.
Why did she say that for?
They don't have cell phones.
I showed you how to do it with the right nostril, right? You take the scar, you put up the neck. The nostril, right? And you start. Come on, loosen up. It's not for a
minute. Hey!
His belly's showing.
He's skinny fat, ain't he? Now, should we spoil some of the things in the movie just so I could talk about them?
What, don't you want to wait till they get here?
Yeah, but there's things about stuff that's going on that just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I imagine everybody has seen this movie.
All right. What's going on here? Is Axel really drunk, or is he just faking?
I think he's just a wimp. He's sitting there crying.
Well, he's not a wimp. In certain aspects.
I guess not.
What are they on, like, tables?
I'm not sure what they're on.
His hair is... What the fuck is all this?
That's all the... I don't know why the minor clothes are up there. And oh, that's one of those things they ride on, ain't it?
I guess so.
To go down in the lines and come back up.
His hair is disturbing.
It's disturbing.
I had one of those in my wallet until it disintegrated.
By the time we got together, you didn't need one, did you?
No, I bought some, though, and then...
Hey, but don't take too long. Boy, we do use them one time.
Yeah. I reused it a few times.
Oh, gross.
I turned it inside out.
That's gross. He did not. Listen to Steve.
I did not hit her. What is this? That doesn't look...
Yeah, I'm going to let everybody know I was going to score, so I'm tucking in my shirt, my pants on. And now he's got to have a shirt open and show his hairy chest.
God. Oh. Well,
Howard really makes me gag. I mean, you're not kidding. Hey, well, I kind of like Tommy.
Yeah.
I agree.
Tommy Jesse?
I think Tommy's that blonde guy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What is this?
Oh, wow.
That's funny. He looks like he's laughing, I think.
That's the old beer cans. I used to like tearing them out. You could make a big
it's
old...
It's like the old... Yeah. You remember that Donald Duck orange juice?
No, but...
You don't remember that stuff?
Yeah, I remember seeing it, but not... But you could make necklaces and all kinds. We had one going around our room in the Army, going around the room at least once.
Well, I thought those were just like... I didn't think those were like pull tabs. The Donald Duck orange juice had like a silver thing.
That no, that's just, a pull tab.
Oh, okay.
And then, I'd say around 89, 90, they got rid of them.
The orange juice had like a silver, like very thin, it was almost like very thin foil, and it was sticky, and you pull it
I used to put, I'd get one and put it on my ear like it was an earring for some stupid reason.
Steve just sat around with it on.
Well, yeah.
Man, I'm cool.
We'll make a necklace out of them. I wish I had one. That was kind of fun. Kind of cool.
Well, that was when you're in the Army. There probably wasn't a lot to do.
And there's better things to do, but... I hope you're sorry.
I don't know if they had that stuff hanging up, like, to take up less space, or...
To dry?
Oh.
Look, it's... Why is there plaid in coming down?
Maybe somebody had a plaid shirt.
I know, but I thought this was their work clothes. Somebody ran out of outfits.
Oh, yeah, I thought somebody Now this was one of the is one of the big kills that Fangoria magazine showed the picture of, and I but you, at that time you didn't get to see it.
And it's pretty crazy.
And I was like, man, I wish I could see that. Golly, Brighton.
Hey, I'm back in Blu-ray.
It's like he's coming with, and he's shaking them cans like a guy rattles deer in.
Why didn't he? I'm sorry. And he's got a six pack. Are they gonna?
He thinks she's naked in there, taking a shower. Don't get too excited, dude. And does he really think she's all right? She's hanging up there.
Oh my God, he went to less than standard def.
I love this. This is great. They don't even do creative kills like this anymore.
Now it's an HD. He went back to...
He's got a migraine now.
He went from 480 to... Or 460 to 1080p. And he freaked the fuck out.
And not 1080i.
No, straight to the P.
Brandon says, this is bullcrap. I don't like this. And Brent says the movie's scary. Where is
Brian? Right here. She's too hot.
Come on, Mike, let's go.
What? Hey, Hollis, you going down to the mine?
Well.
Yeah, if my girlfriend tickles me enough,
he'll do anything that hot bitch says. You'd be crazy not to. That six pack will last us 5 minutes, eh?
5 seconds.
Well, Hollis is going to drink one on the way down, eh?
It's a good thing it's not after Labor Day, or that chick wearing all that white would be in trouble.
Oh, Dana. Come on, eh?
Where do you think you're going? He's showing his belt buckle again.
Yeah.
You can't take them down there. You know the rule. No women in the mine.
Well, that's sexist. No women in the mine.
No.
There was a woman in the mine.
TJ's gonna go get his outfit on.
There was a woman in the mine at the beginning.
Yeah, but you saw what happened. Hey.
Well, that wasn't because of no mine stuff. It's because of crazy dude. Neil Affleck still got his helmet light, I think, from this movie.
You sure Ben didn't borrow it?
Maybe he did. He said, hey, Uncle Neil, can I borrow this?
I want to be Batman. I want to borrow your helmet and light.
Why would he want to do that? For Batman.
Why? She's cute.
She's cute, but certain way her face is, well, it looks funny.
Well, she's soft. She's got a little baby fat on her still. That's why she did that aerobics movie after this, so she would lose it.
You think?
Yeah. She had a plan. Aw.
Yeah, there is no way I'd go 2,000... feet down or whatever that is.
When you're 2,000 feet down, no one can hear you say, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Steve's gonna make tables. Would you go one in there?
Not really. I mean, I got freaked out a little bit going into Mammoth Cave. Oh, they're drinking motor oil. That guy looks like he's from New York or something with that nose.
Which guy?
The other
the
guy.
The guy in the blue.
I think so.
And that thing looks so rickety. It's like...
Well, it's probably... It's for real.
Yeah, this was a real mine.
Hey, no rickety, all right?
Well, why did they get out of it? Do they have to get in another one to go back up?
I don't know.
Oh, that leads to an abandoned car. We don't go down there anymore.
Hey.
Take us on a tour, Hollis.
Yeah, we'll show them around. All right. Just because we're here. Come on. Keep those blankets wrapped around here. You're going to
get killed. Okay. Does Junior... he works in the mine. Why the fuck's he at? They got a damn...
Who? Howard?
Yeah, Howard the Duck there. Tipple.
I don't know what they...
Is that a, I don't know what a tipple is. It's like a nipple.
You'd have to ask our buddies from Eastern Kentucky. What do they know?
It's a combination of titty and nipple. Tipple. It's an engine room like the fucking Starship Enterprise or what?
Yeah,
take
fly.
Me to the engine room.
Beat me up to the engine room.
There's that guy.
Yeah.
He looks either Italian or he's got his nose busted.
Harriet's gonna lose her cherry.
Her chariot.
No, they were saying hasn't been robbed of her cherry yet.
I thought it was chariot. What's this place? Oh, hell, I don't know. It's just a fucking room. I ain't been in here.
It's dirty.
I took down all the snatch pictures.
Yeah, they have
just for you, baby.
Pictures.
Yep. I take a dump over here every day.
She must be pretty easy because the first guy that brings her down to mine, she'll have sex with him.
No, her cherry's not gonna last too much longer. Neither's hers are his grapes. What's going on there? What movie is this from?
It's the same movie, dear.
Oh my God, he did the worm.
And it looked like he said he's dead. So.
Yeah.
Everybody just assumes
it's her. If I was part of this party, that one girl with the big glasses, I'm sure she just went home. When the movie's over for her.
Look at the police and fire department number. That's where they had 911 everywhere, I guess.
They must be the same number. Same place.
They forgot that Mike guy and Harriet.
Yeah, what's wrong?
And they
wrong?
Forgot about Howard. And mentioned him.
And the cherry.
That's Harriet.
The chariot.
This kind of reminds me.
I'll be in that El Camino getting the fuck out right there. That's me.
When everybody was leaving on the first screen.
Because I'd be mad anyway. I'd be really drunk because I'd see Hollis with that hot bitch. And I'd like,
you'd be like.
Son of a bitch. I'd try to start a fight with him.
Would you?
I don't know. He'd probably sit on me and break a bone. Then I'd have to, then when I sober up, I have to go tell him I'm sorry.
Would you? You'd be flat.
Well, I would do something.
No, I don't think he'd try to beat you up or anything. He kind of tries to be the peacemaker.
Oh. I'm sure he would be very peaceful if I was trying to get with his old lady.
So lady. Hey, lady, what are you doing around?
He's doing the hokey pokey.
And talking to someone.
See, she got some cheeks and her teeth. She's got a little buck going on.
But Steve's like such charming.
Quiet, buck. I'm never spending Christmas in Hollis again. Dong. Oh, lovely. It's watery down
it's
there.
It's raining in there.
This is the oldest part of the line.
I would never go down because I don't want to be that.
Tunnels
were built in the early 1800s. No, thanks. Yeah, because a lot of people die when it caved in on them.
Yeah, that's, and they're just going in there like,
you duck.
And you shouldn't be climbing around up there because he's going to make everything cave in.
I mean, what the fuck is he on?
I don't know. He slept on the ceiling.
Okay, I didn't know. It looked like he was on a different...
And then he grabbed his butt.
Yeah, I would get real drunk and tell the girl in the red eye I was in love with her. And then she would... Say, I'm with Hollis.
Yeah, I'm break your heart.
Yeah.
You go drink some more Moosehead. I go drink
Moosehead. And me and Happy, if he was still alive, would be...
Yeah, but...
I'd be bitching to him about it.
And he'd say, shut up, kid.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
And then I'd fucking freak out on Happy and beat an old man up.
Why would you do that?
Well, he shouldn't be mean to me.
He's mean to everybody. I know. He's not happy. He's grumpy.
What?
I figured you'd like this chick because she's a redhead.
No. She looks like someone's grandma.
She does not.
Not now, but like a past grandma. I mean, like your grandma 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, God.
Hey, you guys!
He's screaming, that's why. A lot of people whisper when something's going on. They're like, what's that?
That's the shit hitting the fan. You know, rat with a pickaxe.
You don't see any rats in mines.
No.
Not on movies, anyway. I don't even know how that guy made it that far the way he was driving.
That's El Camino power, baby. Hey.
There's a bunch of kids trapped down below. Axel and TJ are trying to get them out.
He killed Sylvia and Dave.
All right, get back in that car and get home and...
I didn't even get to have sex with Dave, and now I never will.
Or Sylvia.
The blonde.
So, why can't we have a movie about these guys in El Camino? I mean, they go home and probably...
They're done. They're old.
They're done. That's a wrap, everybody, for the El Camino. Tits and tipples. Uh
oh. The big white boy's up.
Big white ape.
He's not a white ape.
He's a gorilla.
See, if you stayed around
Jesus.
Long enough, though, you would probably get the girl in the red dress.
Well, not for very long, I don't think. A.
Are you kidding? Please, Harry's dead. Harry died a long time ago. Now you shut up and listen to me, goddammit.
Me and my gay ascot looking thing.
Get out of here. Poor man's ascot is a hanky.
It's a miniature ascot.
It's a hanky.
Your idea of a joke, TJ.
Do I look like I'm joking?
Her eyes are dancing.
Well, wait a minute now. What about Mike and Harriet? Last time I saw them...
What about Jack and Diane?
How the hell do they know what Tunnel 6 is?
You stay with the girls and wait for Axel.
Stay with what?
No!
Hollis, I don't want to stay with this guy.
He's crazy.
I want to kiss the girls.
And make them
like the movie. Shit. We're fucked. That's what he should have said. Then it'd been funny. You better not be making it.
Making it. That's just splicing Bill Murray doing that funky dance.
Uh-oh. God, he grabbed his fat face.
Well, look at that.
They were screwing.
They got screwed.
That's the dangers of screwing.
I wonder if he popped her cherry.
He popped into 480. When's he gonna... Is he gonna pop back into 1080p here in a second?
I don't know.
Not yet.
She does look like somebody's grandma there.
There, he popped back into it. HD.
It's needs to stop popping in and out.
Uh-oh. Here's a primitive nail shotgun. Good.
Hate that.
Fuck you, Hollis.
Oh, I like Hollis.
Now I get the girl.
He looks like a stoned hippie now.
Well, half his brain's kind of fucked up right now, but then we're going to get the other half here in a second. Yeah. Bye.
I'm sorry. But
see you on the set of meatballs. Yay.
They already did meatballs.
Oh. Well, then I guess he's over with. Yay! I'll see you at the aerobics movie later.
What's wrong with him?
I think it was called Hard Body instead of Hard Bodies.
Because they couldn't.
Or Lovely Bodies or something. Oh. They should.
See, now she's upset, Steve.
She'll get over this in a year or two.
You don't even know what she looks like now.
Well, now, fuck no. I mean, obviously, she's probably 8 or 9 years older than me. She's probably close to 60. Not into that.
Probably my parents' age.
I'm not into it. But if I was 20 and she was in her early 30s, that'd be awesome. Come on, he's gonna fucking nail us too.
Howard just leaves him.
Could be the.
And he takes the blanket too.
Canadian nail gun massacre.
Howard, you bastard! He's dead now. Come on!
You can't leave us like this.
Well, then I'm not leaving you. You're leaving me.
Please help me. No. Leave him alone.
Go with me.
No. We need the light, damn it.
We need a light, damn it.
Be funny if somebody gave him a light.
It's a light at the Frankenstein place.
Yeah.
Come on, Teddy. Don't do this to me. We have to get.
Don't do this to us.
No! Stop it!
Oh.
Wow. Why do people always do that? If I got slapped, I'd be pissed.
Well, we're going to do that sooner or later. I can't wait. Wait a minute.
He's standing right there. Harry's warden's down here.
He knows.
No.
He knows Harry Warden?
He knows he's down there.
Okay.
But this movie and the remake really do a good job of kind of keeping you guessing of who the killer is.
Well, it's been...
Especially the remake, because you know this movie and you know who the killer is, but in the remake, they really... Sometimes it just flip-flops about who it is. And when I watched it, I was like, I don't know who the hell it is.
Really?
Until the end.
Well, I mean, obviously I know who the killer is now, but...
Obviously, Dana.
But I...
Obviously.
I think the first time I seen it did a good job of keeping you guessing.
How come these slashers, you know who the killer is, but But when you watch it, Jallo, some of the Jallos you forget. I forget.
Oh, well, I think that's because Jallos have like two or three twists in them sometimes.
Well, it just, my memory just gets...
Well, that too. My memory's not like it was. I'm not as sharp as it was.
No, you definitely are not. I've seen you dull.
Don't even talk to me about dull, Steve.
Oh my God, I can't believe you just did, said that. We're going to have to edit this out. Dirty Harry! Jerk.
And then he just says Hollis is dead just out of the blue. Like,
we're supposed to spend Christmas in Hollis, and now he's dead.
We're supposed to spend Christmas in Hollis? That sounds kind of dirty.
There's a song, Dana.
Okay.
Run DMC. You obviously are not hip enough to know.
Oh, well.
Christmas in Hollis, one of the best Christmas songs ever. Hollis, New York, Dana.
Excuse the hell out of me then, Steve.
Okay, go back to your Hick Hills.
Yeah. I'm like Barney Fife. Check for my gun.
With a helmet hair.
Yeah, that hair,
dude. Bad. I mean, I guess it's real, but Jesus. Jesus, man. He can't get in because of the... Oh.
Somebody smashed it, didn't they? Or because they took those things down there, I guess.
The things are down there?
The elevators.
The penis. Yeah, Harry Warden may be around.
Yeah. He ain't dead.
He's pretty close. Oh, no, eh? Someone busted it, eh?
Yeah.
Someone's going to be real sorry. Yeah, come and look at this, eh?
You wouldn't want to band with Miss Red Dress because when the going gets tough, she loses her freaking mind.
I'm fine with that. Because okay. Let's just say about 99.9% of the time, none of this is happening. You're going to lose your mind. You couldn't do none of this.
I'm not going into a freaking mind.
Yeah, you would.
Why? Why would I want to go in a mine?
Because you'd probably end up with someone like Hollis.
Well, what's wrong with Hollis?
I don't have to say what's wrong with Hollis. That's what Dana told me on our first date.
I did not.
And I forced her anyway.
Steve.
I'm sorry. I feel bad about it now, but...
Steve's telling stories that ain't true.
Oh my. I thought there was a different movie about Jacob's Ladder. What the hell's going on?
Who said that was Jacob's Ladder?
Oh, I just assumed.
It might be Bob's Ladder.
I want to be behind her so I can see her panties.
See what color panties she has? Mm.
And see if she's a real brunette. I'd have my light up, pointing up towards you.
I think she probably is.
Yeah, I bet she is, yeah. Her ass be right in my face. I'd be right behind her like that.
The other chick's behind
her. I know, but I would be there.
There's Howard.
Hey, the duck. I mean, all that stuff was cut.
Yeah.
That's pretty, I mean, there's a lot of... Now, this was cut when they released it. I mean,
and that definitely was.
So, I wonder how bigger of a movie this would have been with all the cut without the cuts.
Well, was it cut in Canada or just the United States?
Oh, I don't know. How do I know that?
Well, just wondering.
I would think it was cut everywhere, but don't touch it.
They probably arrested people for selling it over in England.
A. We can beat him if we can get to the real cars. See, that's that sounds fucking Irish or Scottish or some bullshit. That's what Flick. Like, where is this kid from?
You gotta say that again.
Real curse. Real curse.
I ain't even had no laugh on. That's funny.
Thanks. Thank you, Dana. Nice and slow, eh? We gotta get to this real curse. Hey, give me a yell when you're at the real curse.
Oh my god. I could see if I had been drinking stuff that was funny. But
my belly's just enough, went down enough for me to drink. And but I. Hey, we gotta go through all this water to get to the real curse?
I wonder if anybody listening to this will find it as funny as I do.
I dealed it.
Where'd Axel go?
He went to Beverly Hills, Dana.
Did he?
He's a cop.
He turned black.
He did.
He turned into Eddie Murphy.
Most Canadians, when they come to America, they turn black.
Coming to America is another Eddie Murphy movie.
Mm-hmm. He's not going to be able to get to the real cars.
I can't breathe.
I'll give you ass to mouth and you'll be able to... I'll blow some air into you.
That's gross. That sounds like the human centipede.
Oh, it's just the mind settling.
So, you know, somebody had Human Centipede on their list of greatest horror movies.
Fuck yeah, it's up there and it's in like the top four.
Oh my god. That's not like somebody farted. Golly, the blonde chick looks like somebody beat the hell.
Looks like somebody stabbed her in the tit.
Yeah.
In her nipple. In her tipple. That's a tot of her tot. She almost knocked that bitch's teeth out. Look how little that bitch is.
Compared to the.
Yeah. Little. And you know that other chick ain't that tall either.
Well, I think she's got heels on.
Oh, well, they're being humped over. Shit. Fuck it. And I don't know why they're humping over. They're not even that. They can run. They can walk.
They ain't that damn tall.
No.
Now they're not.
Yeah, now the fucking shit's like 19 feet tall and they're okay. Is that that's the real cars. Won't they just get in one of those?
There's gotta be somewhere
out here. Yeah, the real cars.
People that listen to this will say, why the hell is she laughing about that?
Oh, no. All right, movie over.
Any lower and it would have went right in her vagina.
It'd been if it went any lower, it'd be a Friday the 13th 5 movie. That's where Jason got the gut shot from.
He stole it. It's like it was a silent film for a second there.
I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I'm getting to the real cars.
The real cars. She's all fucking calm of just seeing her goddamn friend get fucking pickaxe in the belly.
I would have screamed my head off. Like, oh
shit.
Like, what the hell is he doing? What was that?
He's doing some dance moves out there.
Night fever or what?
It's Canadian night fever. Oh, Canada.
I guess it was Saturday night fever because yeah. I think it was would have been Saturday on the 14th on this one.
Well, it's probably into Sunday now. Hey, Sarah, it's me, TJ.
Where'd that blood come from?
The Jesse.
The Jesse.
It's okay. You're still alive. That's all that matters to me. Well, I wouldn't have touched her. Hollis defiled that.
What?
Nothing.
He defiled what?
The redhead. We gotta get to the rail cars. That's still the plan. I don't know.
That's TJ's master plan.
No, you know, the elevator doesn't work. It doesn't go all the way up. Oh my God, that is the rail cars. Let's get the, oh shit! Oh, did he growl like a fucking lion?
I love it. Oh, I can still breathing.
Jump. You might as well. The rail cars, yay!
You're not saying it like yours.
Rail cars. Is this like fucking Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom shit?
Yeah.
That's where they caught it. Only 4 years later, they stole it or whatever. Da-da-da-da! Da-da-da!
Da-da! Somebody come swinging.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Where's the fucking Nazis? Oh.
The Nazis?
Here we go. They're fighting on the rail cars.
You know what? I think I know what's made me laugh. It's like when Ash says work shed on work. Evil Dead 2, they messed up something and he says work shed. It says it funny.
Here's your favorite shovel. Here's your lucky shovel, bitch.
Walk this way.
You're gonna walk this way. Talk this way. What the fuck's going on? Is he amazed about the rail cars?
Yeah.
There's
There's
cobwebs on this
rail
car.
The cleaning lady, we're gonna fire her ass. Oh wait, women aren't allowed in the mine though.
No. They're not allowed near the rail cars. Come on, Sarah. We're not going towards the rail cars anymore, right?
Steve's just got this funny voice that he's using all
the time. Oh, I thought that said something bad instead of danger. I thought it said something about the rail cars.
Danger rail cars, man.
It looks like that room is frozen. But it's lime, y'all. Lemon and lime on the wall, y'all.
I think it's what's making me laugh is that voice Steve's got.
Yeah, I got a voice, eh?
It don't sound Canadian.
No, neither did he when he said rail cars. Sarah's choking to death on the line. Oh, that fucking hurt.
Oh no, they're gonna make stuff cave in.
It's a lot of fucking work, guys. Bye, TJ.
Oh no!
Why does he look like that?
He just lost his mind, dude.
He's got like zits and shit. That acne breakout.
Little Axel. And that kid looked like, why'd you squirt me in the face?
Oh, look at. I thought he was going to suck on his thumb.
Well, now it caved in.
It's caved in, baby.
The rail cars.
Rail cars, eh? We were doing all right until we had to jump off the rail car.
Yeah, I know what you sound like, Ronald Reagan.
Well. He screamed his last word was rail car. rotten. Axel Foley, guys.
Yeah, when he comes out of that mine, he's going to be black.
I stuck a banana up his tailpipe, yo.
It was on Valentine's Day that Harry Warden killed Axel's father. Let's get in there.
He ran over him with a rail car.
Yes, Ronald Reagan.
Well, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. I don't know. Here, give me a little piece of rock.
Yeah, why do they gotta have that many people carrying one?
Hey guys, I need a souvenir. Give me a little piece of rock. I wanna sell it on eBay.
He's alive. How do you know he's alive? Just cause you saw a freaking arm and hand.
I love him still, TJ.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna go in here and have sex Axel. With him one more time.
I have to see him again. I don't want to masturbate looking in his eyes. I mean, was this cut out too?
I think this was. Yeah, part of it was.
Where?
I'm pretty sure all that was.
I'll be waiting in hell for you. Harry, I'm coming. This whole fucking town is going to die. We're coming back, you bastards.
Now he's going to bleed to death and Harry cut his own arm off. I always thought this was one of the best end credit sequences for a horror movie.
There was a rail car there. I want to dedicate this to John McDonald, who played the role of rescuer.
No, I told you this commentary is dedicated to Al Humphries.
Alrighty. So we're out of here.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Stay away from the real curse. Eh?